got an email from a friend who comes on Checking on the Arts to talk about educational projects at the Brooks Museum. And she just sent me an email to tell me about something really cool that's happening in a neighborhood here in Memphis. And the project is called The Secret Sculpture Garden. It's a public art project by Thomason Durgan. She has been a freelance teaching artist in Memphis City schools and community centers. She got her MFA from Memphis College of Art and has taught visual art to people of all ages. She was adjunct faculty at the Memphis College of Art, and also there's that Brooks Museum connection. She was assistant curator of education at the Brooks, and has also been involved in social work too, and she makes great jewelry. You need to go to her website, and she'll give you that in just a little bit. But I want to welcome Thomason Durgan, who's behind the Secret Sculpture Garden, and Jay Sean Harbin. He's had the opportunity to work in the Sculpture Garden. It's nice to have you both here. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.
Well, tell us how you got this idea.
10 years ago, I bought my house, and there was a vacant lot on my street, and it was listed. It was for sale. For $5,000, and that's when I first got the idea, and I really wanted to do it. And I was a little younger. I didn't know as many people in the art scene in Memphis, and I was very concerned with liability issues.
Yeah.
And I just didn't pursue it, but I've been thinking about it all along, and finally had the money to purchase a vacant lot, which was very inexpensive. Shelby County Land Bank has thousands of listings. Some of the lots are $500 a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times the people that actually own these lots don't do anything about them because they're tax liens and all this kind of stuff. So they just let them sit there and just turn into weeds and grossness.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, most people would drive down the street and go, oh, isn't that a shame, and keep on driving, but not you.
No, I'm an artist, and I am a former social worker, and I believe in community, and I'd like to see more people in this city do this. I think, you know, we've got a great place here, and we've got a real problem, and land is very inexpensive.
And so if everybody comes together, you can turn mm-hmm. something that's not so pretty into something mm-hmm. that's a beautiful living piece of art.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the goals of the project, because you had to mm-hmm. sit down and kind of make a plan before mm-hmm. you started all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to happen? I mean, you want to get the neighborhood involved. You also want to get the public involved because you have a Kickstarter project going. Tell everybody about that.
I have a campaign to raise $5,000 to purchase a large shed surrounded by a chain link fence, several battery operated power tools because we don't have access to water or electricity, a rainwater collection system, a year's worth of liability insurance, which is very expensive, and a number of other things. And so far, with 14 days left to go, we're up at 4,100.
Oh, that's terrific.
Which is great. And I'm hoping that maybe we'll be overfunded because I'm also talking to the Downtown Commission about maybe purchasing a lot in the downtown area and actually writing grants.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see what happens. But.
So this, tell us about the neighborhood that this is the Speedway Terrace neighborhood, mm-hmm. and that's in North Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Sean, you said Forest and Dunlap are sort of the perimeters of the neighborhood?
Yes, ma'am. It's really a Forest and Decatur.
Decatur.
So like interlapping with each other.
Gotcha. So so when did you get involved in the sculpture garden?
Well, I think I got involved when she first came, and she was actually looking for help with the garden, and I actually lived next door. So I was hoping someone would take interest in this place and was like, sort of making something into it. So me being a helpful person, I decided to volunteer and do a little bit of work myself. So I guess it just was sort of on my bucket list, helping an artist do something.
So you actually came up with an idea for a place to study and also a place where people could hang out with their dogs?
The Cool Shack. I actually doodled it, which didn't come out very right.
But I'm looking at it on the internet. It looks good.
Well, I thought of making the Cool Shack because since it was like a place, mm-hmm. like a sort of big square thing, like so like a house that could be built there. So I was sort of thinking, and I was consulting with Tommy, so let's make a sort of shed there, like let's separate something. So let's put dogs on this side because everyone loves dogs. So we can play, have fun. Then I was thinking about books because some people probably not have like a good structured home like to study by themselves.
Right.
It could always be loud. So I started thinking like this. We could like put a place there with a bunch of books and like put on some classical music so we can focus better, because people love classical music. And I was thinking, since we are going to build the Cool Shack, I was thinking we should help get some neighborhood kids, do a little bit of recycling, and see what we can do.
This is amazing. I love it. How many neighborhood kids are involved in this?
Oh, 15 to 20.
That's amazing. Do you just work on weekends?
No, I've been going over. I have a flexible schedule, so I'll try and get over. During the school year, I was trying to get over after school. Mm-hmm. Now they're out of school, mm-hmm. So I'm anticipating that I'll be there. I go when I can. It's hard for me to keep a schedule. I don't want to tell the kids I'm going to be there a certain time, have something come up and not show up. But I try and get over there 2 to 3 times a week. Sometimes we just clean up together. Sometimes we do art. Sometimes we throw football around or just talk.
Well, so how have you seen this lot transform into a beautiful place to be, Jayshawn?
Well, I guess it transformed to me because at first you could like walk by the lot and not see anything there. Well, sometimes me and my brother and a couple of friends of us, we would like try to like build a little color palace over there. But we never had the material to do it until Miss Tommy came and made this dream come true for us so we can have a place where we can be ourselves and have fun.
And it's beautiful. There are benches there, and there's outdoor sculpture. And you've gotten some other artists involved in this, too.
Yes.
Tootsie Bell, I think, is involved in it.
Tootsie Bell is going to be helping us build the Cool Shack. She has the building skills.
Good for her.
Yes. And so I've collected the wood. I'm trying to use recycled materials whenever possible. So I've collected the wood, which she helped me do as well. Also, my friend Chris Vidal, who is off to a graduate program soon, he donated 3 pieces of his work. I'm talking with Katie Dan, wants to do a bird bath.
Oh, how wonderful.
All of MACA, they changed it. Memphis Arts and Crafts Association.
Right.
they all want to get together, and I think under the tutelage of Christy Duckworth, do some mosaic over there.
Oh.
I have $400 that's a charitable gift to work with Girls Inc. and maybe do some work over there.
Ah.
And this might be the first time Girls Inc. has heard that because I haven't contacted them yet, but I work with them a lot.
Surprise.
Yeah, so it's great.
Well, so you're starting with this one neighborhood, and it just seems like a little ripple's turning into a wave, and it's going to just go all throughout the city and neighborhoods all over Memphis.
I hope so, and I hope more people think about doing the same, whether individually or just as a collaboration of 4 or 5 people.
Well, what would you suggest people do if they're artists? I know a lot of artists listen to this show when they're working in their studio every day. If somebody wants to contribute, they want to come do some hands-on stuff in the neighborhood,
please.
Or yeah, you need lots of hands, or if they want to donate some art, or perhaps donate to your Kickstarter fund, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
SSG Memphis, this is the email. It stands for Secret Sculpture Garden Memphis.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
That's easy. SSGMemphis@gmail.com. So you can get in touch with Thompson Durgan and say that you want to get involved and tell her how you'd like to get involved with the Secret Sculpture Garden. I was so touched, and everybody that I've told about this project has just had nothing but wonderful things to say. You're doing a great thing for the neighborhood. Jayshawn, I bet you're having fun having something artistic to do, and that's a great outlet for you and all of your friends in the neighborhood.
Yes, because art is sort of like a hobby for me, because I think it's the way for us as humans to express ourselves in ways we couldn't even do around people.
Well, you're certainly making next door a gorgeous place for the Speedway Terrace neighborhood, and I want to thank you for coming by today. 11-year-old Jayshawn Harbin, he's in the neighborhood next door to the Secret Sculpture Garden, a public art project by Thompson Durgan. And don't forget, you can lend your support by getting in touch with them at ssgmemphis@gmail.com. You can also see great pictures at visualmemphis.com/. Just go to Secret Sculpture Garden. Google it, because a lot of stuff pops up.
Yes.
YouTube videos and everything. I want to thank Thompson Durgan and Jayshawn Harbin for being my guests this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.